Yirmiyahu Perek Tezvav is where we are up to, and we continue now in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu again is continuing his balance and his mixing in and interweaving of Tochacha and davening for Bnei Yisrael and giving and wishing that they would listen to him and forecasting the events that are going to happen. And this parak continues along that theme. Vayomer Hashem Eli. Hashem says to me, says Yirmiyahu Anavi, Im Yamod Moshe Ushmuel Lefanai E Nafshi Alamazeh. Hashem says amazingly, right? Even if Moshe and Shmuel were here, I wouldn't listen to them. Let him leave. Let him go into Galus, right? I'm not saving them, right? Even if Moshe and Shmuel were here. Why Dafka Moshe and Shmuel? The Radak discusses, well, start with Rashi. Rashi, Moshe and Shmuel, Shneam is Kakul of Akesh Rachamim al Yisrael. They both davened for Bnei Yisrael. Tav Rachmanus. But the point is that by both Moshe and Shmuel, first they got the Am to do tshuva, the achar kach is palalu aleihem, and after they davened for them, v'lo ala b'libam lahashiv, api ach yechziru lemutav, and they didn't succeed in their tefillos until first they got the Am to do tshuva, right? Moshe Rabbeinu by the Cheta Egel, simu ish charbo, v'yadar al prey amayim, and Shmuel by in mitzvah, v'yasiru b'nei Yisrael as haba alim, and then he gathered them and davened. So only if there's a prior tshuva is it going to work, right? It's not going to work unless there is a prior tshuva. Just to having somebody great daven, if they don't improve, that is not going to have an effect. The Radak here emphasizes the gavlus of Shmuel Hanavi, right? Shmuel Hanavi here is grouped with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was so unique. But, says the Radak, V'zachar Moshe v'Shmuel, shayu levim u'nevim. They were both Leviim and they were both Neviim. V'agalosh v'Neviim achar Moshe Rabbeinu haya Shmuel. After Moshe, the greatest Navi, after him was Shmuel HaNavi. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim also, Moshe v'Aaron b'ko Hanavu Shmuel b'karei Shemo. As we know from elsewhere. But either way, this is Shmuel. He is as the Sheni only to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban, though in Bamidbar, notes that we should not read this Pasuk as comparing Shmuel to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chas v'shalom, that's the Ramban at the end of Aloscha, where the Pesukim describe the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu as a response to the Lashon Hara spoken by Miriam. And to Aaron HaKohen, says the Ramban, V'nei b'kan l'mada kasuv ma bein nevuas, Moshe l'nevuas ha'achirim, asher b'doro. Right, not only in his dar, but even for all daros. Gar hizker came b'kodmim, vo'irel Avraham v'chulu, and he quotes other psukim. V'al tachush, and don't be choshesh l'masha amru, b'shmuel sheshakul kemoshe, right, the Rav Chevelle points out he's not sure where he is quoting from. Lo nizbar li mekara b'lashon zeh. This lashon of Shmuel shakol kemoshe, but he quotes the pesukim. Dechsevim yamod Moshe v'Shmuel lefanai ein nafshi alam hazeh. He quotes our pasuk. Don't be fooled by Shmuel being compared to Moshe. Ki ba'avur sheiz kiru imo chashvu raboseinu legdula lo sheyishvu nevuas chalil olahem. Don't think their nevuas are parallel. Don't think they're on the same level. Yes, Shmuel is great and amazing, and as the Radak said here, maybe he's second to Moshe, but don't think he is more than that. V'inyana kasuv, ki yizkir Moshe mipnei amdo, why does Moshe mention here? Mipnei amdo lefanim peretz, lashiv chavaso me'ashchis, because he davened for Bnei Yisrael when they were going to be destroyed. Gamba egel v'gamba meraglim, shechayvim kliya. And what about Shmuel? Why is Shmuel Dafka mentioned here? Mipnei shakasiv hazeh al divrei habatzores, shayu tzrich in geshem. Because we know, as we mentioned in the last parak, there was a famine here, there was a drought, they needed rain. And, right, what did we say at the end of the previous parak? Hayesh bahavli agoyim magshimim. Is there anyone else? And Shmuel, we know, brought rain in the middle of the summer. Right, hello, shall, the line is, Shem yamud Shmuel lefanav hamorid geshem shalo bi'ito bi'imei ksir chitim, as the psukim describe. Still, it's not going to work now. Lo yishmei love lo ridoi le'ela be'eis sarasav. That's why Dafka Shmuel is mentioned, but again, it's not to violate, chas v'shalom, any of the Rambam's yisodos of Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness as a Navi. Yes, Shmuel was great, but not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, but even if either, number one and number two, even if the first and second best, highest quality Navi were here, they would not help. V'hayaki yomru elecha anan etzei, and if they say, where are we going to go? V'amar talayim, you, Yirmiyahu should tell them, Ko amar Hashem, asher lamaves lamaves, Vasher lacherev lacherev. Vasher larav larav. Vasher leshvi leshvi. All these different punishments, Rachman al-Islan. Rashi notes that everyone that is mu'uchar beparsha is kasha mi'chavero. Mavis is regular death. Cherev is death by the sword. Rav is famine and dying from hunger, which is a terrible, even worse. That's even painful. Vasher leshvi leshvi and being captured, because that has all of them. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Ches, the beginning of the Masechta, discusses from this pasuk, you learn that the gavlus of pidyon shvuyim, because you see, shavui, to be nishba, is the last one on the list, even after maves and cherev and ra'av, and then shvi. And if you save somebody from that situation, so that is a great mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says at the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, when it talks about a mitzvah rabbah. And then the Gemara says, what is the mitzvah rabbah? It must be referring to pidyon shvuyim. And meaning the Gemara says, we know hamilsa, da'amar rabbana pidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabbah hi. So then the Gemara quotes our pasuk, and it says, va'amar rabbi yochanan, I call him u'uchar, but pasuk zeh, kasha mechavero, and it goes through why each one is more chamer, cherev kasha mimaves, ibayisei mekro, ibayisei mesvara, and it goes through, and what about shvi kasha mikulam, dekulhu isnu bay, because all of the tsaras, right, they could hurt you, they could starve you, they could do everything, shvuyim, and that's why it's such a mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. Again, there are many stories throughout history about pidyon shvuyim. The Maharami Rutenberg did not let them pay for more than he was worth, and he died in jail because he didn't want them, as the Gemara says, they shouldn't become accustomed to doing this, so there should be a limit, even though he was the Gadol Hador, but he didn't let them. And again, this has come up in various times, Rachman al-Itzlan, in Jewish history. We continue though. So Hashem said, this is what's going to happen. Ufakatzi aleim arba mishpachos nu Hashem. And there's four different families, so to speak, of tsaris that are going to happen. Esacher larok, vesaklavim lischa, vesova shemayim esbeimas ares lechol, ulahashchis. Right, all these terrible things, not only in death, but even after death, it talks about, Rachman al-Islam, we're not going to be zochep to kavura. Unisatim lizava l'chomam l'chos ha'aretz. And you'll be lizava, you'll be, people will say, they'll hear about it, they'll start shaking. Biglal Menashe ben Yechizkiyo melech Yehuda, for what Menashe did, al asher asa b'Yerushalayim, what he did in Yerushalayim. So we know Menashe was terrible, and he brought the Avodah Zarah in, but it can't be, the Abarbanel notes, that the whole discussion is going to be because of Menashe. The Am is not going to die for other people's sins, right? So why does it say that? Biglal Menashe ben Yechizkiyo. So the Abarbanel says, it means that he led them. He led them, he was the one that misled them, so to speak, but they're going to be punished for their own sins, obviously, because they listened to him, says the Abarbanel. Lo b'chadas Menashe bilvad, ki echiyeh mehamishpat eloki, shekol b'nei Yehuda ye anshu ba'avur Menashe, shahaya rasha, v'haya roi shahanefesh hachotas hitamus, right, the one that's deserving. So that's what it means here too. Bibri Masha Lamdu mi Menashe Melech La'avod Avodah Zarah b'Yerushalayim ki hu limid b'pirsum ha'pesha hu v'chulu. So it means Menashe caused it, but it was our fault that we followed listening to him. We remember the Machlokes we had mentioned in the past, Machlokes Tanoim, whether Menashe did Shuvah or not, or we should say whether his Shuvah was accepted. That is a Machlokes Tanoim. I don't know if there's another Machlokes Tanoim like this in all of Shas. The Machlokes about whether one's Shuvah was accepted or not. The Pasuk says, Unesatim Lezaava Lechomam Lechos Haaretz. Our Pasuk right here. Biglal Menashe. So what does that mean? Mar Savar, last line of Kuf Bezim Abezim Sanhedrin. Mar Savar Biglal Menashe. Asa tshuva, v'inu lo avin. Maybe it's the opposite. Why are they going to be bizava and start shaking because of Menashe? Menashe, who was so low, and he still did tshuva. And the rest of Klai Yisrael didn't do tshuva. That's what's going to be the shake, right? V'omar sover, no, biglal Menashe, de lo avin tshuva. No, it's because of the, he didn't do tshuva, and Rashi says there, v'him shichan kulan acharav, right? And they're all pulled after him, right? So therefore, that's the fact that what the Zav is going to be. But remember the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has even more of an expansive story and version of his tshuva than the Bavli has, right? So the Pasuk says, Malamesha Asalo, just the Bavli on Kuf Gimel Maralf just has the last line of the story, right? The story in Yerushalmi is that Menashe was sitting in boiling water, literally, and he was davening to all of his gods, and he says, what's going to be, what's going to be, I can't. So then he says, you know what, my father used to tell me that I should batzar lecho mitzaucha, I'll daven to Hashem. You know what? It can't hurt. If he helps me, great. If not, it'll show that he's just like all the other gods. And the Malachim said, that's tshuva. And the Malachim didn't want Hashem to accept his tefillah. And the language is, sasam asachalonos. They were closing up the windows in heaven from letting Menashe's tshuva come through. And what did Hashem do? He drilled a hole right under the Kisi HaKavod. And he accepted the tefillah of Menashe so that nobody will ever say that somebody is too far off. But either way, Machlokas Tanoim, based on our pasuk, what is the Lazava going to mean? Because of what he taught us, or because the contrast? Okay, we continue. Ki mi yachmol alayach Yerushalayim, umi yanud lach. Who's going to have rachmanis on you? Umi asur l'shol l'shalom lach. Right? At natashdoti. You left me. Right, you think that Sefer Yirmiyahu, we read the psukim, it's all about the tragedies, but it's our fault. We left. No, Hashem, achor telechi. Right, we have hindsight. We look at what happens. They didn't believe it was going to happen. I'm not having any more nechama because of what has been done. And again, a lot, we can't even fathom this as we have spoken about the taiva for Avodah Zarah, but that's what it was. For Ezraim b'mizre b'shari haaretz, I will spread them out, send them into Gullus. Shikalti badati yasami midarkehem lo shavu. They did not do tshuva, and therefore I had to send them out. Atzmu li al minosav michol yamim. There's many, many widows. The Radak emphasizes. This is be'echut u'be'kamut. Atzmuli, there's many. Qualitatively, quantitatively, it hurts me. Right? The Mitzvot David says, ko'evli. Right? Don't think that I'm just doing this and I don't see the individual. Ratzon Olamar says the Mitzvot David. Einani oseh bohem kimit misnakeim. Lios hakol nechshav lafani lama'at. I'm just taking revenge and I'm not even feeling it. Ki adaraba nechshav lafani laharbe. V'yem bazeh simcha lafani. I don't get any enjoyment. I'm not happy about this, right? Atzmuli amnosai. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Samachay, says this is an allusion to one of our chataim, to one of Yeravam's chataim. Yeravam, or the Medrash says maybe it was Avia, right? Caused such a terrible tragedy that they killed many of the Ovdei Hashem, and they mutilated them, so they weren't even able to identify them so that their wives could get remarried. And that's what the pasuk is referring to here. Atzmuli amnosai. There are so many almanis. So many widows. Amar al yedei shehavir hakaras panim shel Yisrael. Al yedei shehemin aleim shomrim, and then for 3 days they didn't let them come, and after niskalkot surasan, and 3 days is only parts of panim. Either way, terrible. This is allusion to the chait. So that's what Hashem's saying. Because it's chait, that's what the part of the problem of the punishment that I am giving. Yamim. Hey Vesilem al Aim Bachur Shodid Vatsarayim on Yerushalayim is gonna become a plunderer. Pasuk Tes. Umlala Yoledes Hashiva. The one that had seven will be umlal, will be distressed and will be upset and will be depressed. What is this referring to? Rashi has 2 days. Either Rashi says it's referring to the seven families of the the seven families of the kings that were in Malchei Yisrael, and the Gemara, Rashi has quotes it in part, but it's really Gemara in Maseches Gittin that lists off all the families from Yeravam and Basha and Oshea and all the seven families. Number one, the Malchei Rishayim, or number two, seven is Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi quotes, Klape Yerushalayim, the seven Rishayim within Malchei Yehuda. Yehoram, Yoash, Achaz, Menashe, Amon, Yehoyakim, Sidkiyahu. Right, all of those. And right, he doesn't know why there are more that are not on the list, but Rashi notes that's referring to, either referring to the seven Malchi Yisrael or seven Malchi Yehuda. The Radak says seven just means a lot. Sometimes you have the word seven that means many, but it doesn't mean a specific seven. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, right? That the Radak quotes. Either way, some others say that it's referring to the Gemara Maseches Gittin, and it's also in Medrash and Eicha about the seven children, that there was a woman that lost her seven children in the times of the Romans. Maybe it's referring to that during Bayi Sheni. But either way, Nafcha Nafsha, the pasuk continues that she, her soul is bloated, right? Ba Shim Shabot Yomam, her son has said in the middle of the day, Bo Shav HaChafeira, she is embarrassed. And then we have a very strong pasuk in Pasuk Yud. Oili Imi Ki Latini. Woe to my mother, says Yirmiyahu, that she gave birth to me. Ishriv V'ishmadon L'chal Aretz. I'm a fighter, I'm an argumentative person. I'm not, really. but people think I am, because all I do is to give them tochacha and to tell them to do better, and they just fight me and they argue with me. Lo nashisi v'lo nashubi. I didn't lend borrow money from them with interest. I didn't give them money with interest. There's no reason to fight. There's no reason for machlokas. Kulo mikalalavni. The Radak says that last word is a conjugation of two words. Klala, curse, and kala, embarrassment. So they're cursing me, they're embarrassing me. The Radak says, klala is hefecha bracha, kalon is hefecha kavod. So woe to me, woe to my mother, that I was born. Yirmiyoh complains. Amar Hashem, and Hashem answers that complaint. Im lo she risicha letov. What does that mean? Pashas, it means Rov Rishon and Rashi, Radak say, it means, don't worry, there's going to be, this is Nechama, there's going to be a, those that remain. Latov, imlo hifgati b'cha, be'isra'a u'be'isra'a oyev. Those that are your enemies, when it comes down to it, there's going to come a time they're going to come and daven to you and beg you to help them and beg you to come with them. That's what's going to happen. There's going to come a time. There's going to come a time. This pasuk is an answer to that complaint and that woe of Yirmiyahu. The Das Sof from here has a fascinating suggestion. He says, Amar Hashem, Hashem says, Imlo she'risicha letov. You would have a good complaint if you didn't have a she'rut, if you weren't serving me. You're serving me. You're doing my work. Sometimes if you do God's work, it's not pleasant. Right? The first tour in Shulchan Aruch. Right? The first tour is Siman Aleph. Right, that even if we're embarrassed, even if we're pushed down, we have to realize that what's life about? Life is about the sheirus, says the Das Sofrim. Al zeh nichamo Hashem, ki godol sheiruso le'inyan hatov le'takenes Yisrael. Ilo lo hayav sheiruso le'matara tova, tzuluna so haisem uvenes. Aval lo ata, bat sheirus kazeh, kedai haya kedai lispol. To be a Navi, to be someone who has this, kedai lispol. But again, he was complaining about his life, right? It sounds like the Gemara at Erevin, Noach lo shalo nivra, Yosef mishanivra, right? He was complaining. It's very difficult. But Hashem says, look, you're doing my, I know it's hard work, nobody wants to hear it, but you should realize that if you get to be my servant, that is something powerful, as we'll see by Hashem soon. Continues Hashem, Hayaroa barzel, barzel mitzafon and nechoshes, could iron fight northern iron? It's a mashal for the north. Bavel, they think they have protection. Chelcha v'otzro sechel avaz, etein lo bebechir, they're going to take everything. They're not even going to have to buy it. They're just going to take everything. All of the nations and the enemies are going to be walking through. Tesvav, Ataya data Hashem, Zachreni fakdeni v'naki mirid rodfai. Yirmiyahu says, okay, I hear it, but please remember me and let me revenge from my enemies, from those that hurt me. Again, it does not mean, Radak says, he wanted nekama, he just wanted Chil Hashem to stop. As long as the nevuas didn't take place, and the tzaddik and the rishayim were successful, then everybody thought he was lying, and it was a Chil Hashem. So he was davening for the Kiddush Hashem to take place. Don't let it take so long. Da se'esi alecha cherpa. I have carried such cherpa, such disgrace from you. Nimsu devarecha va'ochleim. Va'yidvarcha li l'sasun l'simchas lavavi. What does that mean? Rashi and others, finally, Yirmiyahu is saying here, but once I found your words, va'ochleim, I eat them and I love them. Meaning, I love being a Navi for you. It's just difficult. Being a Navi is just such sasun and simcha. Ki nikra shimcha alai Hashem elokei tzvakos. Being your Navi, I am very happy. Don't think, Yirmiyahu is saying, that I'm complaining about that. I'm just complaining about the results, says the Radak. Bazeh ani sameach ma'od, sheyomru alai navi Hashem, v'shar neviyim yikari neviyeh habal. Right, this is what life's about. Being your servant, the Chovas Halavavos in the Shara Avodas Elokim, in the Ramosha Feinstein, very often throughout his Sefer writes, if you want to look it up in mine, the Chovas Halavavos, it's in Perek, the Chamishi, Tama Chamishi. He writes there, Misha ole mimena el avoda shumiderach aras haseichel yagiel madrigas hanaviim ubechiri elyon chasidim gemula b'olam hazeh hasimcha b'metikus b'avodas Hashem. It's amazing to be an Oved Hashem. Rav Moshe Feinstein says we always have to have that attitude to give that to our children. Right? Nimsu dvarecha v'ochleim. V'yidvarecha li l'sason l'simchas l'vavi. Your words will give me such simcha, the simcha that we have. It's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim has an amazing pshat here. We know that for a Navi to accept Nevuah, he has to be in a state of Simcha. right? Ain't Adam, ain't Simcha Shora, ain't Shechina Shora, Nevuah Shora, Ela Mitoch Simcha. The problem is, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was never in Simcha. Look what kind of Navi, look what the content of the Navi, his Nevuah was. So how could he ever get Nevuah? Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin, in Vilchus Yisodi HaTorah. Call a Navi Yemei Mesabim B'chol Eishe Yirtzu. Ela, they didn't get whatever they wanted. Nevuah, Ela B'chavnin Daitan, V'yoshvin Smechim, V'tovei Lev, U'mizbodedin. There's Sameach and Tov Lev and Mizbodi. Shein Navi Yashora, Lo Mitoch Atzvos, Lo Mitoch Atzvos, Ela Mitoch Simcha. Lefichach, B'nei Naviyim Lefneim. Nevel, Vatova, Khalil, they had all these instruments to put him in a good mood, and that helped them to be Mavakish Nevuah. So they asked the Malbim, so how did Yirmiyahu do it? Yirmiyahu also had all these saras and depressing Nevuahs. It's exactly the point. Hashem gave it to him, even though he wasn't in the mood, but the Nevuah itself gave him Simcha. Right? This was different, that others needed to be B'Simcha before they received the Nevuah. But when it comes to Yirmiyahu, he's able to get the Nevuah even without the Simcha. That's the Lashon of Nimsu. I found it. It just came to me without the Hachana. HaNevuah is a Shora al-Navi Adi Hachanaso. Ubeis Ratzal HaChid Etzat Smol HaNevuah Elokeach Lo Menagein Lismoach Avo Yirmiyo Is Yishtami Peronus Hayatamin Male Otsev V'Yagon V'lo Hayayachol HaChid Etzat Smol HaNevuah Me'atzvo V'lo Boilav HaNevuah Rak Be'esat Shutzrach Hashem L'Shalcho V'aydi HaDibur Chal Alav Sason V'Simcha Kishosa Yayin Yashan Hamisameach. So the Malbim says, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was the only one that didn't have to be in the state of Simcha beforehand. So that's what he says. I am a Bisimcha. I'm just upset the results. Continuing, Lo Yashavti Bisod Mesachkim Bo Elos. I don't get Simcha by sinning amongst the others. Mibnei Yadcha Badad Yashavti. Because what you've told me, I've sat alone. Ki Zaam Milei Sani. Because I am full of Nevuos about Zaam that you are going to fulfill. But then again, he complains somewhat. Lama haya ke'evi netzach, my hurt is forever. Umakasi anusha, I have a wounds that is killing me. Me'anahe rafei, refuses to get healed. Meaning, he sees the nevuah. He sees the nevuah of the churban and everybody dying. He says, oh, it's so painful. Hayo tiali kemo achsa, mayan lo ne'amanu. And he's either talking about the future or he's talking about just his state. And then he says, the last phrase here, according to the summary shown him, is maybe beyond the line. Hayo tiali kemo achsa, mayan lo ne'amanu. You were to me. Is he talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't feel the ne'emanus. The Radak here says that. Then Yirmiyahu spoke a little bit too harshly, and that's the next pasuk. The Mitzvah David said it's talking about Bnei Yisrael, but the Radak said it's talking about Yirmiyahu, and that's why the next pasuk says, Hashem says, Lachain komar Hashem. That's the Lachain, maybe connecting it. Tashuv va'ashivcha lefanai tamod. If you go back, and I will return you, and they'll do some tshuva, don't worry. Don't worry. Yes, don't think that I'm not Neman. Chas v'shalom. And again, this is on Yirmiyahu's level. You'll stand in front of me. You'll be with me forever. Don't worry. Vim totzi yakar mizolel kefitihi. If you get one little precious soul to do tshuva, mizolel, from all the ones that are not listening, kefi, you'll be like me. You'll be like my mouth. Just like I make decrees, so too you'll be able to make decrees. That's what Chazal say. Yashuvu hema elecha. There will come a time that they will come back. V'yata lo tashuv aleihem. But you will not return to them. What does that mean? You will be influence them, but they will not be able to influence you. That's the Radak says here. That ani lo amarti. Sorry, the Radak says amalo akel di barta kenegdi divar mishal okein. Right, this is where he complains a little too harshly. But says the Radak, Hashem gave him chizuk. And Rashi and the Radak both quote that this last phrase means that you will be mashpia at least a little bit, but they won't be mushpa. Rav Nevinzal, in a number of places in his Sefer on Bamidbar, discusses these few psukim, Yutes and Chaf. He says this is the litmus test, and these are warnings for someone who is involved in Kiruv Rechokim. Somebody is involved in Kiruv Rechokim. What does it say? We have to do our best to make sure, even if you're a Navi Hashem, to be mashpia and not a mushpa. Omilanu gadol mi Navi Hashem. This is in Bamidbar, page Yud Zayin. Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He named Faret HaNavi LiYisrael as Godel Aschar Shehuftach Lo Amais Hazeh. The Godel Aschar, Im Tashuv HaShivcha, Lefanai Tamod. If you get somebody to do tshuva, you're going to stand near me, Hashem says. Right, this is the Gemara Bamitziah, Daf Pehei. Ki Eyeh Kav Yachol, Kefi Hashem, HaGozer Kedir HaZmavat One. But there's a siyum. Yeshuvu heima alecha v'atalo tashuv aleihem. Don't lower yourself. Don't be mushba from them. You have to stand strong. You have to be true to your values and make sure that you don't let them influence who you are. And then the Navi ends off. Unesaticha lamazeh. Hashem promises Yirmiyo to have a strong protection. They'll fight you, but they won't be able to touch you, right? As we said earlier in the Sefer, Hashem is going to protect your Yirmiyahu. I will save you. So again, this parak is about a little bit the human side of Yirmiyahu, of mitzlonein and complaining. What's going to be with me? What's going to be with the people? And you see him in pain, and he says, even I don't know if I should have been born. And Hashem gives him chizik. No, you're doing my job. You're doing avodas hakodesh, and therefore that is what life's about. Okay, this takes us through Perek Tesvav of Sefer Yirmiyahu.